Hello everybody, my name is Kanwar Namneet Singh. I am here back to serve you regarding e-waste management in Canada. Like I have told in my last podcast about biodegradable waste, today I am going to speak about e-waste management in Canada. E-waste is the fastest growing waste stream in the world, and its management is one of the biggest environment challenges of our time. Like other countries around the world, Canada is grappling with the challenge of reducing levels of unsafe, disposable and processing of e-waste and increasing the level of reuse, recycling and recovery. These are the three R's. While also encouraging manufacturers to design safer products, e-waste legislation in Canada has been set up mainly at provincial level and has primarily taken from the form of regulations requiring extended producer responsibility or product of for designated electrical and electronic products. In 2004, the Canadian Council of Ministers of the Environment endorsed the national model of e-waste developed by Electronics Product Canada. The main objective of the extended producer responsibility is to make manufacturers accountable for the whole life cycle of their products, including funding the cost of recycling or safe disposal. If appropriately designed, ERP provides a direct incentive for manufacturers to incorporate environmental considerations into product design. By 2013, the majority of Canadian provinces had implemented legislation for the management of e-waste based on this model. So friends, till now, like I have described you about the e-waste management in Canada, this is the main cause in today's life. Like, due to globalization, this type of problem is not been reduced by the government. So this topic is not raised in the assemblies also. So like public must know about the problems which are occurring in the Canada right now. So today I got the opportunity regarding the e-waste, and I just gave you the introduction about the e-waste management. So now I will furthermore tell about the objectives of the e-waste management. The objective of e-waste management is, for example, to make the manufacturers accountable for the whole life cycle of their products, including the funding the cost of recycling or the safe disposal. If appropriately designed, ERP provides a direct incentive for the manufacturers to incorporate environmental considerations into product design. Second objective is, by 2013, the majority of Canadian provinces had implemented legislation for the management of e-waste based on this model. In parallel, many manufacturers of electrical and electronic products have implemented e-waste management programs such as take back schemes. Canada has made excellent progress in recent years in addressing the e-waste challenge, particularly in the areas of education and awareness raising, technological developments and e-waste management performance. Now I will like to tell you about the e-waste management challenges that are occurring in most of the growing countries, like in India, like America, Europe, Canada. E-waste is the fastest growing waste stream in the world, and its management is one of the biggest environmental challenges of our time. This waste stream consists of electrical or electronic items that have been discarded by the users, whether they are reusable, repairable, recyclable or destined for disposable in landfill sites. It has unique features. The processing of e-waste is complicated and can be extremely hazardous for people, wildlife and the environment. But e-waste recycling is also a potentially activity generating valuable materials that can be resold at high prices. Like other countries around the world, the Canada is grappling with the challenge of reducing levels of unsafe disposable and processing of e-waste and increasing levels of reuse, recycle and recovery.
You all may know that these are the three R's of ecological life, while also encouraging manufacturers to design safer products. At the end, I would like to say that this type of program must be initiated by the government so that the environment gets better and people just have a healthy life. Like if the electronic waste is not been properly disposed of, it can affect the health of elderly people, older, younger people, as well as the newborn babies. So this is the cause. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I will furthermore update for my new podcast in coming week. The next podcast will be coming in next week. Thank you so much for joining my podcast. It's your Kanwar Namneet Singh. Thank you.